Yes, sir. I understand why I'm here in front of my instructors. It's about my response during the Kobayashi Maru test yesterday. And yes, I realize the gravity of the situation. But, on the other hand, the plan was supposed to wash me out of Starfleet this morning and to have been on a shuttle home right now. The only reason I'm here is because you want to hear my side of what happened yesterday and why it worked. Obviously, I had nothing to lose yesterday. We all know I'm not traditional Starfleet material. I only made it into the Academy because of who my father is. My grades have been good, but there's been some problems with my extracurricular activities. Sex. Gambling. Sexy gambling. Gambling on sex. Gambling with sex. Not really anything that the typical cadet might not dabble in, but I just happen to dabble every night. When I found out I was going home, I almost decided to cancel the test. Getting my ass handed to me by a bunch of Klingon D7s wasn't what I wanted to mark getting kicked out of the Academy. So, that's when I decided to celebrate my pending departure by winning instead. I wasn't sure how, of course. I'd kind of expected to lose, just like all the cadets do. But I started poking around a little and came across something. It was a long shot, but I had nothing to lose, right? So yesterday, I walk onto the holodeck with the other cadets assigned to me. They already knew I was getting kicked out and seemed, well, disappointed I'd actually showed up. I was just wasting their time. But when the program started, they followed my orders well enough. They took to the ship into the neutral zone when I told them to. Then, of course, the Klingons showed up. We tried to hail them. They didn't answer, but they seemed to be listening. And watching. Their weapons started powering up, and the cadets started bracing themselves for explosions. So I did what I had to do. I keyed up some sexy music from the command chair, and I started dancing. The cadets looked at me like I'd gone crazy. They just stared at me. I kept dancing, starting to open my tunic, swaying my hips to the music. Then one of them notices that the Klingons haven't opened fire yet, which of course surprised everyone. Me included, and I had some inside info. So I keep dancing and peeling off my uniform. I order the cadets to drop shields and start beaming up survivors. Then I say it again because they didn't hear me the first time. To the crew's credit, they remember the mission and get to work saving what's left of Maru's crew. I'm down to my bra and panties by the time the last crew member is on board. I'm taking off the bra while also giving orders to raise shields and hightail it back to Federation space. In about 2 seconds, we've made it to warp, but I keep shaking my ass until our ship gets its ass out of the neutral zone, at which point the program ends. And that's when the other cadets start cheering. Suddenly, I felt more happy and at peace and feeling like I belonged somewhere than I've ever felt before. So, we're all feeling really good about ourselves, until the lieutenant here comes in. No offense, sir. He ordered me to put my uniform back on and go to my quarters. Of course, I get back there and already have a meeting invite for today, for this. Yes, sir. I realize cheating is a serious offense, but I didn't cheat. Yes, sir, I would call hacking the Kobayashi Maru program cheating, sir, but I did not hack it. I just took advantage of programming that was already there. Let me explain, sir. This is a very complex program we're talking about here, even given how dated it is. Starfleet didn't even develop it themselves. They contracted it out to a professional holodrama writer. I found out who it had been. Then I found out what other programs they'd written. A year before they programmed the Kobayashi Maru, they wrote a holodrama about a freelance xeno-archaeologist. It's actually a really fun story, if a little dated. One of the fun parts is this little scene on a backwater trading post. You have to get the coordinates to the alien artifact from the Klingon captain there. You can kill him for it, but there's other options too. One of them is to play the Orion slave girl to dance for him. Or you can do it yourself if you're in the mood to either save some credits or have some fun. Either way, he's programmed to be distracted enough by you not to notice you robbing him. It's like there's literally a line of program that says, if sexy girl stripping equals true, then set idiot mode to active. Now, history lesson for you. We didn't know as much about Klingons then. They weren't very common in holodramas yet. In fact, this author had never created a Klingon character before. Another lesson for you. Programmers, reuse old code. If this guy needed Klingon captains for his Kobayashi Maru program, he probably would have started with a similar program he had already saved. He would have added to the code and built it up. But he probably wouldn't have taken anything away he didn't think he needed to. Sometimes it's just safer to leave the old stuff in. So when I started dancing, that old bit of code took over in all of those D7 captains. They'd been built from the template of that original Klingon captain from the holodrama. They went into distracted mode, watching me bump and grind as we broadcast on all channels, and they never gave the order to fire. You may want to alter that code just a little. No, I wasn't sure the code would still be there or active. Like I said, I was almost as surprised as my crew. It was just another gamble in my life with very high stakes. But it worked. I won. I beat the no-win scenario. Not just the stupid program, the academy, too. I never should have gotten in. It was only because of my father. I think I was only let in so I could flunk out. The people that admitted me knew that. They were counting on my failure. But that didn't happen. I may have screwed myself over by screwing around as much as I could in my free time, but then again, it's that kind of behavior that let me beat the Kobayashi Maru, didn't it? So, the worst you can do is to send me packing. Except, I'm already packed. What do I want? Honestly, I never wanted a Starfleet career as a kid. I don't want my father's life. But yesterday, I suddenly realized I was growing used to this. That I was growing to like it, and then I think I could be damn good at it, and make a living off of it. It's usually illegal to make a living off the other things I'm really good at. So, yeah, I'm a bit of a screw-up, but I've got potential. Yesterday showed you that. And someday Starfleet is going to need people like me, who don't think and act like the typical Starfleet officer. Cookie-cutter officers don't get out too well against the Borg. Or the Dominion. So, give me a chance. You can always court-martial me later if I mess up. Yes, sir! Thank you, sir! You won't regret this. Probably. When do I find out my first assignment? The Agamemnon? But that's my father's ship. Yes, sir. Sorry, you obviously knew that. That's why you're assigning me there, isn't it? You figure he can keep me out of trouble. Well, what's one more no-win scenario, I guess? Bring it on.